equally memorable, though not on quite the same scale, were our respective 60th birthday celebrations. Ian's came first, and what struck him later was how everyone had lied to him. His wife, daughters, admin assistant, our friends, Nikki's friends, everyone. We were quietly spit-roasting a whole sheep by the swimming pool for a joint Ian-Nikki birthday celebration with a few friends. Pam's brother arrived from Auckland, and shortly afterwards Anna called from Australia, or rather, as it soon transpired, from her cell phone in our driveway. Ian was astonished. He had tried to persuade her to fly over for the party, but she said she was otherwise engaged. Ha! Then Craig and Kirsten arrived, from New York, and Tim, from Christchurch, and Rob, from Pittsburgh. The guests just kept on arriving, and we had a great party, including music from Ian's clarinet group and jazz from Ian, Tim, Craig, and our friend Tony, our one and only rehearsal for the wedding. Lolling around at 2 a.m., it turned out that a young guest had bought her fire poise, our first experience of this incendiary art, and she danced in the garden to entertain us while we looked out over the swimming pool sipping our whiskey. Sparks flew. The most lasting surprise was a fabulous birthday book that Tim and Craig had produced, containing wonderful tributes from 75 students and colleagues, along with 100 photos, some dating back almost 40 years. Ian sure seems to have influenced a lot of lives, and it was great to hear from them all. The book contains a formal paper, analysis and theory of Ian's birthday, puzzles, original artwork, a lengthy historical account covering his 38-year friendship with his MSc supervisor, reminiscences, messages from grand grad students, mountains, martinis and music, skis and sailboats, pictures of all his books. The birthday book is one of his most treasured possessions.